You are listening to the Pod Kidcast of Leo the Lop, written by Stephen Cosgrove and originally published by Serendipity Press. This free Pod Kidcast is sponsored by the bookstore at stephencosgrove.com. Buy a book, support the cause for more free Pod Kidcasts at stephencosgrove.com. Leo the Lop. This book is dedicated to Wendy James and to the memory of the one and only Leo the Lop. Beyond the horizon, farther than far, in the middle of the crystal sea, was a beautiful island called Serendipity. On this magical island, in the middle of the forest of dreams, protected by a wall of flowers and ferns, was a glen called the Thicket. It was in the thicket that the Serendipity bunnies lived. Here bunnies of every colored fur lived and played their lives away. There were white ones and brown ones, some with spots and some even with dappled and dots. As much as they seemed different, the bunnies were all the same. Each had a cute little nose, a fluffy puff of a tail, and two perky ears that stood straight up in the air. All of them, that is, save for Leo the Lop. Now, it wasn't that Leo didn't have a cute little nose or a fluffy puff of a tail, for he did. What he didn't have, what made him so different, was that he didn't have ears that stood straight up. Instead, his ears hung straight down. Ears were of little importance to Leo because he thought himself just as normal can be. Day by day, as the little bunnies grew older, they began to notice that Leo was a little different. The more they looked at him, the more the difference seemed to get bigger and bigger. Somehow the difference seemed very funny indeed. Whenever Leo hopped by the other bunnies on the twisty trail that spiraled through the forest of dreams, they would grab their sides and giggle and laugh. The other bunnies really didn't want to hurt Leo's feelings, but they just couldn't stop themselves from laughing. You've got to admit that a bunny hopping about with his ears dragging behind was a pretty funny sight. Leo was very confused by the laughter. He didn't see anything funny about the way he looked. His fur was the same as the other rabbits. His tail was the same as the other rabbits. As far as Leo could tell, he was just as normal could be. And finally, in frustration, he asked, "Hey, how come you guys are always laughing at me?" "It's your ears," giggled Buttermilk. "They go down, not up. You aren't normal." And with that, she and the others hopped into the forest, their laughter echoing after. Leo felt kind of bad. He didn't think any different than the other rabbits, but it seemed because he looked different, he was different. Therefore, he just wasn't normal. "Well, this can't be a forever thing," muttered Leo. "All I need do is to exercise a bit, and my ears will stand up straight, just like the normal bunny's ears. Then they won't have anything to laugh about." So he scrunched his eyes really tight and grunted and groaned with all of his might, trying desperately to get his ears to stand up. Unfortunately, the best he could do was to get them to stick straight out. Hardly a normal rabbit kind of thing. But Leo was not one to give up easily. Surely there were other ways to make his ears appear to be normal. "Maybe I just need to show my ears the way to go, and then they will know what to do." Very carefully, he climbed up into the old twisted possum tree that stood near the middle of the thicket, hooked his hind legs over the branch, and then dangled over, hanging upside down. Sure enough, his ears hung straight up, or rather straight down from his head. Leo the Lop looked just as normal could be. Or did he? As the story goes, Leo hung there for an hour or more, swinging gently in the breeze as his ears learned to hang up instead of down. He would have hung there even longer, but he was startled nearly out of his wits as someone called out in a long, slow drawl, "What you doing?" Leo spun around on the branch, and there, hanging right beside him, was the possum who lived in the old possum tree. "Well," said Leo as he gathered his composure, I'm hanging upside down so my ears will learn to hang straight up. When my ears stand up, I can be a normal rabbit." Slowly wondered the possum. What's normal? When I saw you on the ground, your ears looked normal to me. Now they look upside down. Leo thought and thought, and you know, he didn't really know what normal was. With a flip, Leo the Lop flopped to the ground, the possum's question ringing in his ears. If my ears drooping down are normal, he thought, then the other rabbit's ears going up must not be normal at all. He thought about it, and he thought about it, and the more he thought about it, the funnier the thought became. He was normal, they were not. With his heart full of laughter, he hopped off to the others to tell them what he had discovered. Giggling, Leo told the other rabbits what he had been told by the possum from the possum tree. If the truth be known, the other bunnies didn't know whether to believe him or not. As Leo laughed and laughed, they thought about it. And the more they thought about it, the more it made sense. Their ears went up, not down. They were not normal. What are we to do? They whined. Well, I've an idea, said Buttermilk brightly. We'll teach our ears to go down, not up. And she found two large stones, and with a bit of wild twine vine, she tied the stones to the tops of her ears. With the weight of the stones, her ears began to droop lower and lower until they were touching the ground. Excited at Buttermilk's success in making herself appear normal, the others rushed about picking up stones and gathering links of vine. Everything would have been perfectly perfect in the thicket, except for one itty-bitty problem. The rocks and ears became tangled in feet and tails. Bunnies tripped and plopped into one big furry pile. Very funny, Bunny, they grumbled as one. This is not going to work at all. Well, said Buttermilk as she untied the twine vine from the stones, maybe we need to show our ears the way to go, and then they will know what to do. Then we will be just as normal as Leo. Together, the five little rabbits climbed up into the old possum tree. With the twine vine, they tied their ears to the branch, and they rolled over and hung there upside down. Sure enough, their ears hung straight down, or rather up toward the branch. All the rabbits looked just as normal could be, or did they? As the story goes, they hung there for an hour or more, swinging gently in the breeze as their ears learned to hang down instead of up. They would have hung there even longer, but they were startled as someone called out in a long, slow drawl, "What you doing?" Scared nearly out of their wits, they quickly flopped to the ground and would have run away had they not seen the possum hanging by his tail. Well, said Buttermilk defensively as the others gathered around, we were hanging from the branch so that our ears would be normal like Leo's. Drawled the possum. What's normal? He slowly scratched his head and said, earlier, when I saw you all on the ground, your ears looked very normal. But a moment ago, when you were hanging in the tree, they didn't look normal at all. Truly, they looked as abnormal as could be. The rabbit stood about thinking deeply about what the possum had said. It was Buttermilk who brightly said, if we're normal, and Leo is normal, then normal is whatever you are. Excited, they rushed off to find Leo and tell him what they had discovered. Buttermilk told Leo what the possum had taught them. It made so much sense that Leo easily agreed. Normal is whatever I am, and whoever you are, he laughed. And from that day forward, all of the rabbits lived wonderfully normal lives on the island of Serendipity. If you worry how you look and things you wish to swap, remember a normal-eared rabbit delightfully called Leo the Lop. All was fine on the island of Serendipity, although Leo had one tiny little problem. His ears still drooped in his soup. Leo the Lop. This free PodKidcast is sponsored by the bookstore at stephencosgrove.com. Buy a book. Support the cause for more free PodKidcasts at stephencosgrove.com.